South Korea's Ministry of National Defense announced 2 days of joint U.S.-Japan-South Korean naval drills designed to simulate the tracking and interception of a North Korean missile. U.S., Japanese, and South Korean radar-equipped Aegis destroyers are participating in the exercises. Pyongyang has launched more than 24 ballistic missiles in the past 2 years and conducted its 6th nuclear test this September. South Korea's foreign minister highlighted Seoul's concern Monday in Paris.
The nuclear threat from North Korea is at a very serious state. North Korea is developing its nuclear missile capacity at a very fast pace. And as the minister has mentioned, this is not a problem just for South Korea or for Northeast Asia, but it is also the biggest problem concerning the international community's security.
Meanwhile, at the ASEAN Defense Forum in the Philippines, Japan called Pyongyang's weapons programs an imminent threat. But peace activists in Seoul believe the threat posed by North Korea is used to divert attention away from China, the real target of the U.S. and its allies.
The main reason for such South Korea-U.S. joint military drills is to strengthen the alliance as part of America's pivot to Asia policy to contain and deter China. This is the new Cold War order after the old Cold War. South Korea has to decide to stand on the American side or the Chinese side. The Moon administration already stands on the American side, which I worry will damage South Korea-China relations.